now getting ready for the announcement of the starting lineups. Let's take a look at the Alton Comets. They'll start with the lineup tonight of the senior, Landon Huckabee, and the big senior in the middle, Corey Miller. Rylan Steele, the senior point guard, Marcus Cockrum, and Dylan Wayland. They are the sharpshooters for these Alton Comets. And Coach Anthony Caruso talking to his team right now on the sideline. They're going to have to shoot the ball well here this afternoon. They're going to get a win over these Highland Rebels. They are huge all over the floor. This would be a matchup of styles, and you can imagine Alton's going to want to get it and go. They want to try and wear down the big men for the Highland Rebels and perhaps even get those big guys in trouble attacking the basket. Your boosters for today's game include Simpson's True Value in Alton, the Clary Funeral Homes in Alton Thayer, and Mammoth Spring, the Thayer Walmart store, Allen Supported Living, and Thayer Ready Mix, your boosters for Alton Comet basketball. As we get set with the announcement of the starting lineups, first up, it'll be the Highland Rebels starting with number 10. That is Noah Powell. Also number 12, Cash Earnhardt. Number 44, Dylan Monroe, the big kid in the middle, and he's got to be about 6'7". He is a great old big kid. Also starting tonight, it's like number 15, that is Lance Burris. Burris, number 15. And catch the other one, number zero. That is Sean Parkerson for the Highland Rebels. So again, Sean Parkerson, number zero. Number 12, Cash Earnhardt. Number 44, Dylan Monroe. Powell wears number 10. And Burris wearing number 15. And that all juniors and seniors for the Highland Rebels. For the Alton Comets, they'll start with Landon Huckabee, Corey Miller, Rylan Steele, Marcus Cockrum, and Dylan Wayland. We'll be back with a tip-off in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing. Buy one, get one 50% off. Also, buy one, get one 50% off on all Hook and Columbia hats. That's right, buy one, get one 50% on all clothing and hats. Shop great gift ideas like Costa sunglasses, Smart Wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. Find case and outdoor edge knives, Hog optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available. Merry Christmas.
And both teams taking the floor here at the Battle of the Border Tournament semifinals. It'll be Corey Miller to jump it up for the Alton Comets and the big Monroe kid. He's a big one, Dylan Monroe. Corey Miller is about 6'3", and Monroe towers over him, and the Highland Rebels control the tip. Highland wearing the red, trimmed in the white tonight. The Alton Comets wearing the white, trimmed in the baby blues, the Alton Comet colors. Here's almost a steal, and now the ball is taken by the Alton Comets. Dylan Wayland with a steal. Got the ball to Rylan Steele in the corner for Cockrum for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound volleyed up and around and taken by Corey Miller for the Alton Comets. So Comets with a chance to take the early lead here. 29 seconds on the play clock. They got a fresh start after the missed basket. Rylan Steele with the ball out front. Feeds it over to Cockrum. Cockrum in the corner for Landon Huckabee. Landon spins toward the lane, kicks it around the horn to Steele on the left side wing. Steele moved just inside the three-point line. Fadeaway jumper is no good. And rebound taken by the Highland Rebels. They ran it down in the corner. Sean Parkerson. Parkinson gives it up to number 10, Noah Powell, and he'll hand to Earnhardt. Earnhardt back to Powell, now back out on front to Parkinson. Watching the Parkinson kid in the warm-ups, he can flat-out shoot it from the perimeter. Highland now loses the dribble out high. We're going to get a whistle and a foul on an entry pass into the lane. That'll be on Landon Huckabee, number 12. Well, first foul of the game goes on Huckabee for the Alton Comets. Just over a minute gone by here in the first quarter. No score from the Battle of the Border semifinals. Highland inbound the ball, barely got it in five. Good defensive effort there by Alt. Here's Parkerson, top of the key. Long shot is up and good. I told you. Kick and flat out shoot it from the perimeter. And Highland going to go a little bit of full court pressure here. Minimal pressure. 2-2-1. And the Comets weave it up the floor. Rylan Parker steps into the front court, gives the ball to Huckabee. Huckabee kicks it down in the corner. Got it there too. Wayland gives to Miller in the corner. Now inside to Landon Huckabee. He fakes, moves around Monroe, and we get a whistle there. It's a three-second call on Landon Huckabee. Got the ball in there, and Monroe towering over. The kid's got to be about 6'8", 6'7", 6'8", something like that. And he towers over everybody on the court here. Highland with the ball in the backcourt. Alton a little bit of full court pressure. 1-2-2. And the Rebels break it across the timeline with Arnhart. Arnhart now double team, falls down. It's going to be called for a travel. Arnhart looking for a foul. No foul call. So Alton forces the turnover with the full court pressure. And the Comets will inbound the ball. Got it into Cockrum. Marcus Cockrum in the backcourt. He hands to Ryland Steele. Ryland brings it up across the timeline. 6 minutes to play in the first quarter. We've played 2 minutes. And Alton leads it by a score. Highland leads it by a score of 3-0. Comets break the ball into the lane, looking to get it down inside to Corey Miller. Knocked away by the defense and out of bounds by the Highland Rebels. So the Comets will inbound down under the bucket. They'll get a fresh 35 on the shot clock. 5:54 to go first quarter. And we're going to get a whistle, and the officials coming to the side. And I think they're saying that should not have been a reset of the shot clock. And I would believe that's right. Ball was just knocked away by the defense. So they're going to go ahead and go with it like it is, but they should not have reset time on the shot clock. So Alton's going to get a gift here of a fresh 35 with 5:54 to go in the first quarter. Comets looked inbound on the baseline. They bring it out front to Dylan Whalen. Whalen lob pass down inside, taken by Cockrum, and then Cockrum's going to be fouled. So Cockrum went up high to bring down the lob pass and gets fouled by number 12, Cash Arnhart. It'll be shooting two for number one, Marcus Cockrum, of the Alton Comets. Comets looking for their first point of the game here early against the Highland Rebels. The free throw for Marcus Cockrum is good. Marcus, a really good shooter. Really good free throw shooter, just a junior. And the first point for the Alton Comets today comes from the free throw line, and two for Cockrum as he hits them both. And again, Alton, this time they're gonna go a little deeper with a full court pressure against the guards of the Highland Rebels. They get it across the timeline. Monroe forces it down to Powell. Powell driving the baseline, going to get fouled by Marcus Cockrum on the drive, and Powell will go to the free throw line for the Highland Rebels. Cockrum picks up the first 2 points of the night and his first foul. And it'll send number 10, Noah Powell, to the free throw line for the Highland Rebels with 5:43 to go in the quarter. First free throw is up and good for Powell. So his first point of the game, Highland leads it 4-2. Another one on the way for the red-clad Noah Powell. It is up and it is good. So Powell hits both free throws. Highland now leads it 5-2. And the Alton Comets break the full-court pressure. Landon Huckabee got it over to Ryland Steele. Ryland backs it out. He'll set the offense from there, working against the zone defense of the Highland Rebels. Ball goes to Huckabee on the right side wing, dribbles around, feeds it down inside to Miller. Corey couldn't get a shot, kicks it back outside in the corner for Steele. Now to Cockrum. Marcus works it out with a dribble drive to the top of the key, swings it down in the right corner for Dylan Whalen. Whalen back out on top to Steele. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Somebody's going to have to shoot it. They hurry, shot is up and no good. Shot clock goes out and the ball goes out of bounds off the hands of the Alton Comets. It'll be Highland Rebel basketball. Coach Caruso was trying to get their attention. Of course, Comets not really used to playing with a shot clock, and that time they let it catch up to them. Highland with the ball in the backcourt, working against the pressure. And they'll get it up. There's a 10-second call. They didn't get it across. The 10-second call, the Highland Rebels couldn't get it across the timeline against the Comet press. So Alton gets the ball back, down by three, 4:53 to go here in the first quarter from the semifinals of the Battle of the Border tournament in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. Comets work the ball to the left side wing, got it down there to Cockrum. Marcus drives the baseline, now hands it off to Landon Huckabee, and he's going to be fouled as he makes the move. Number 10, Noah Powell will be called for the foul. Foul number two on the Alton or the Highland Rebels, non-shooting foul. Comets inbound it. They inbound it in the lane for Miller. Back outside to Cockrum for three, and we're tied. Marcus Cockrum from downtown, and we're tied at five with 4:35 to go in the first quarter. Highland with it, working again in the backcourt. Finally, this time they get it across just before the 10-second call. Here is Arnhart for Highland. Got the ball to Burris. Burris at the free throw line, kicks it outside. Three ball is up and no good by Parkerson, and the rebound comes down to the Rebels. Cash Earnhardt will take it top of the key. Looking to swing it on the right side. Looking to lob it into Monroe. He can't get open. Here to give outside to Powell for three, and it's good. Noah Powell hits the three-pointer. And it's Highland back up by 3-8-5 with 3:58 to go in the first quarter. Alton breaks the full court press. Ryland steal on the dribble. He'll give it to Marcus Cochran. Marcus has scored all five for Highland, or for Alton here early. Comets working around the perimeter of the zone defense. Got the ball to Cochran on the left side. Down low to Miller. To the cutter in the lane. Ryland Steele misses the layup. And a rebound taken by Big Dylan Monroe for the Highland Rebels. He'll give the ball up to Parkerson. Or excuse me, that is Powell. Powell into the lane with a shot. No good. Bounced it off the back iron. And the rebound controlled by Alton. Comets pushing it with 3:24 to go. Long cross-court pass to Marcus Cochran. Down to the baseline to Miller. Miller trying to bounce it inside. Ball is kicked and is going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Highland Rebels all the way in the backcourt. Thought they might call a kick ball there, but they did not. So Highland, or excuse me, Alton, going to have 20 seconds on the play clock, on the shot clock, as they bring it into the front court with Ryland Steele. 3:10 to go in the quarter. Alton down three, Comets. Playing Highland here in the semifinals of the Battle of the Border tournament. Working on the perimeter. Ryland Steele's got it now on the left side wing, looking to make a move into the lane. Attacks Monroe. Couldn't get the shot away. Gives it to Huckabee. Huckabee puts it up. No. And they're going to wave it off. Said, nope, shot clock. Shot clock expired on the Alton Comets, and that's twice the Comets have had trouble with the shot clock. 35 seconds expiring for them. Highland inbounds the basketball in the backcourt. Number 12 with it, Earnhardt. Gives it to Monroe. Monroe gets to Parkerson. He crosses the timeline. Got it down in the corner. Back out on top to Monroe. The big man shoots the three. Shoots it well. He hit it. Dylan Monroe, all 6 feet eight of him, hits one from the top of the key. And Highland leads it now by six. Comets break the full court press. Huckabee into the lane. Kicks it back outside to Whalen. Whalen dribbles out to the wing. Pass going to the top is going to be stolen by the Rebels. All the way to the bucket. Earnhardt for the layup. Cash Earnhardt and the Alton Comets want a timeout. 13-5. Alton trails Highland by 8. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Ecom Sport Network.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And we're back after the timeout. Coach Anthony Caruso called that one and said, we got to stop this. Comets are down 8 all of a sudden. This was a 5-5 game, and Highland's gone off on an 8-0 run thanks to a 3 by Dylan Monroe and another one by Sean Parkerson. And Noah Powell with 5 points in the first quarter for Highland. Comets have 5 points, all of them by Marcus Cochran. Well, somebody's got to put the ball in the basket. Alton inbounds again. Highland with a little bit of 2-2-1 full court pressure. Comets get it across the timeline to Landon Huckabee. Bounces it down to Miller in the corner. Shot is up. No good. Rebound taken by Ryland Steele in the corner. Ryland looking to drive the baseline. Bounces it down inside for Trantham. He couldn't hang on, and now the ball loose on the floor. We get a held ball. And possession belongs to the Alton Comets. Comets will inbound with 1:56 to go here in the first quarter. And Landon Huckabee will trigger it in from the baseline just to the left side of the glass and brings it way out front for Trantham. Trantham feeds it to Marcus Cochran, top of the key. Right side to Steele on the wing. Ryland back out to Cochran. Now left side to Trantham. Trantham dribbles one dribble away from the defense, gives it back to Steele. 14 on the shot clock. Alton got it to Huckabee. Huckabee challenges Monroe. Now dumped it off to Corey Miller. He misses the shot. And a rebound taken by the Highland Rebels. Comets got it where they wanted it. Couldn't complete the shot, but a nice offensive set there for Coach Caruso and his Alton Comets. So Highland now with a chance to go up double digits with a bucket. Monroe on the wing. Gives the ball back over to Earnhardt. Earnhardt gives it up to Parkerson. Back to Earnhardt. Looking down low. Big man's not open. And they'll feed it left side to Noah Powell. Powell back to Parkerson. Parkerson to Earnhardt. Number 12 kicks it back outside. Three-point shot is up. In and out, no good. Rebound, volleyed around. And controlled by Trantham. for the Alton Comets. Nice rebound by number 34, Cole Trantham. Comets back in the offensive end. Chance to get back to within six here with a bucket. Trantham in the corner. Lost it out of bounds. He holds his hands up. He turned to make a move, and the ball was poked away, and they say it went off of him out of bounds. Coach Caruso said, hey, that wouldn't look like it was off the defense. I thought the same thing. Anyway, Highland's got the ball here with 44 seconds to go. Arnhart moves off the screen, got it down to Monroe. Shot in the paint is up, no good, and Huckabee yanks down a rebound for Alton. 34 seconds on the clock, 32 on the shot clock. Alton will have to shoot here before the end of the period. They get the ball to Marcus Cockrum. He has scored all five of their points in the first quarter. Cockrum now spins into the free throw circle. Kicks it back out to Huckabee. Huckabee, a lob pass to the left side, is tipped by the defense. Huckabee brings it down to steal for three. That one's no good. And a rebound taken by Highland. Here come the Rebels, 11 seconds in the quarter. And the ball knocked away from Powell. And we're going to get a whistle, and a kick is going to be called against the Alton Comets. 7 seconds to play in the quarter. That was a delayed call right there. But a kick called on Alton. And Highland gets the ball back. 5 seconds to go. Here's Powell fell down, gets the ball off to Monroe. An air ball from three, rebounded by Huckabee. And that's the end of our first quarter. Our score, 13-5. The Highland Rebels lead the Alton Comets. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Tree, member FDIC, and equal health. Lender.
When you need auto parts, you want great customer service, and that's what Alton Auto Parts gives you. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer price match guarantee. Are you needing batteries, oil, hydraulic hoses, anything automotive related? Stop in and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, or call them at 417-778-7153. Alton Auto Parts, your CarQuest auto parts dealer.
And we're back after the timeout, ready for our second quarter of action. Good first quarter. Alton Comets trail by eight, but a good first quarter for the Comets as they just didn't let Highland absolutely run away. And Comets will be on the defense to start the second quarter here. Highland has it on the alternating position. 13-5, Highland with the lead over Alton here. We open second quarter. Number 12 with it, that is Cash Arnhart for Highland. Feeds it down the left corner to Burris. Burris looking down low. Monroe can't get open down there. Comets has done a good job neutralizing the big man with the exception of that three-point shot he hit from the top of the key. Highland with it on the right side. Parkerson looking to make a move. Now steps into the lane, kicks it back out. Down to 12 seconds on the shot clock. Parkerson gets it back, shoots a three, and it's good. Sean Parkerson with his second three-pointer of the night. He leads Highland with 6 points. And the lead is now 11, just like that. Here come the Comets with the basketball, working up out of the backcourt, trying to feed it down inside. The ball is stolen by Parkerson. Parkerson, a long cross-court pass is almost intercepted by Marcus Cockrum, by Alton, but it goes off his hands out of bounds. Substitution now for the Highland Rebels, number two. We'll check into the ball game. That is Edmund Jones, a sophomore. Jones is in, number two. Another big. He looks to be about, 6'3", 6'4". Highland inbounds it after the foul. Ball gets loose on the floor, and the Alton Comets are going to get it. Nice play there by Dylan Whalen. Playing in there amongst the trees for Highland. That ball came down low. He managed to poke it away and then get on it and force a held ball. So the Alton Comets will bring it the other way. Cockrum in the backcourt with Ryland Steele working against the Highland pressure. And they get it across the timeline just in time. Cockrum takes it to the left side of the floor. Feeds it out on top now between the circles for Ryland Steele. Ryland goes right side to Whalen. Dillon gives it to Cockrum on the right side wing. Inside now to Trantham. Short jumper is up. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound, Corey Miller. He's trying to get away from the defense and does. Gets it out to Ryland Steele. So Alton with a fresh 35, got inside to Cockrum. Quick shot is up and in from the middle of the lane. Marcus Cockrum, the only Comet that's hit a shot so far tonight. He's got seven, all seven of the Comet points, and the Comets cut the lead back to nine here with 6:14 to go in the half. Highland working around the perimeter. Ball on the right side, now top of the key. Arnhart's got it, steps inside a double team, and feeds it over to Powell. Powell back out to Parkerson on top. Parkinson, the Powell, he'll launch a long one. That one's in and out, no good. Rebound, Corey Miller for the Alton Comets. Corey in there battling the trees for Highland, and he's doing a nice job tonight. 5:46 to go and a half. Alton with a chance to get back to within seven with a bucket. Got to Cockrum, and he shoots a three. That one rattles in and out, no good. Miller with a rebound, and he tries to throw it back outside. The ball is intercepted by Jones. Jones gives to Arnhart, running the floor for Highland. Got it down to Monroe in the corner. The big man shoots a three. That one's off the back iron, no good. And the rebound run down in the corner by Cockrum from Alton. Here come the Comets. 5:19 to go in the half. Alton get back within seven with a bucket here. Six if somebody hits one from downtown. And Dylan Whalen handles out front. Kind of spin away from Powell, and Powell stays right with it. Now he'll give it up to Cockrum. On the right side wing, Marcus to the top of the key, swings it right side to Ryland. Steal for three. That one's off the mark. Miller with another offensive rebound. And finally, Miller is going to get, they're going to call a held ball. I don't know how they call that a held ball. Yeah, I think Coach Caruso is asking the same thing. How was that a held ball? The other team never touched it. Anyway, Alton making substitution here. Huckabee will check back in the ball game. And Cole Trantham will go to the Comet sideline. 4:52 to play in the half. Alton down by nine. Highland with the basketball. Arnhart handles out on the wing. Hands the ball to Parkerson. Dumps it down to Jones. Jones back to Arnhart. Arnhart looking to spin away from the defense. Bounces one inside for Powell. His shot, no, he didn't shoot it. Gives it out to Parkerson for three. High arching shot, no good. Rebound punched out long, and Highland got it back with a fresh 35. Into the lane goes Powell with a floater. No. And we get a whistle and a foul on the Highland Rebels on the play. Foul will be on number two, red. That is Jones. Jones, number two, Edmund Jones. Call for his first foul of the night. Alton comes against the Highland pressure again. And they break it across the timeline to Ryland Steele. Ryland now waits for the rest of his teammates to get down on the offensive end and start the offense with 25 on the shot clock. They go right side to Marcus Cockrum on the wing. It's a very active zone for Highland. I mean, very active in the zone defense. They come out and guard the ball. Alton with it. Long pass cross court. Marcus Cockrum wide open for three. That one's off the mark, no good. And the rebound taken by the Comets. Marcus Cockrum to the basket. Count it and the foul. Marcus Cockrum got the leaner to go in up over the side of the rim, and he'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul is on Dylan Monroe of the Highland Rebels. That'll be his first of the game. And Alton here with a free throw can make it a six-point game, and the free throw is good. Marcus Cockrum has scored all 10 points for the Alton Comets tonight. 3:50 to go in the half. Highland with the ball. They haven't scored in a while. Led it 13-5 at the end of a quarter. It is 16-10 now. They go inside to Monroe, misses the shot, gets his own rebound, misses again. And the rebound taken by Huckabee. Alton on the run. Cockrum, a one against four, and he decides to wait for the rest of the offense. Gives the ball over to Whalen. Whalen now to Steele. Baseline to Miller. Miller brings it way back out front. Pass almost intercepted. Comets have got it. That is Whalen, came down with a loose ball for Alton. He swings one cross court to Cockrum. Cockrum looking baseline, nobody open. Feeds it back outside to Steele. 10 seconds on the shot clock. All goes to Marcus Cockrum looking to penetrate. Now punches it down to the baseline for Miller. Miller's pass out front, stolen by the Rebels. They got it to Dylan Monroe. He'll wait for the rest of the offense. Set it out to Parkerson. Parkerson gives it up to Powell. He'll swing it around to Arnhart on the right side. 2:53 to go in the half. Alton had a golden opportunity to get within four there and couldn't capitalize. Parkerson with it for Highland. Working out front, top of the key. Swings it left side, now right. Got it back to Parkerson. Tries to dribble in the lane. Ball is picked up by the Alton Comets. And we get a held ball, and the possession will belong to the Alton Comets on the held ball. So So Alton will inbound it with 2:36 to go in the half and an opportunity to get back to within four. And again, developing here in the first half, Marcus Cockrum has scored all of the Alton Comet points. Comets break the full court press, got it to Cockrum. Open for the three, doesn't take it, gives it to Steele, cutting down the lane. Back outside, Huckabee for three, that one's off the mark. Rebound off the hands of the Comets, out of bounds. Huckabee, that one looked like it might be pretty good when it was in the air, but hit the back of the rim and skipped over. Just a little bit too much on the three-point shot. 2:17 to play in the half. Alton trying to hang around here. Highland has only scored 3 points in the first 6 minutes of this second quarter. They've got it. Dumping it down inside to Jones. Jones bounces it to Monroe. He puts it up off the front of the rim and in. That's a nice play right there. Very nice play by the Highland Rebels going down the low blocks and give it to Monroe cutting down the middle. Alton with the ball back, down by eight, needing a bucket. Minute 52 to go in the first half. 18-10 our score. Alton will swing it to the left side to Huckabee. Now Cockrum on the left side wing. Burris comes out on him. They get to Huckabee. Back outside to Whalen for three. That one's off the front rim. And a rebound is going to go off the hands of the Highland Rebels and out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball with a fresh 35 on the shot clock. Landon Huckabee will be your trigger man. Comet lob it in the corner to Miller. Corey swings it outside to Whalen. Dillon back over to Huckabee. Around the three-point line, gets to Miller in the corner. Now looking in the lane, nobody getting open there. Going to have to get rid of it. Swings it way out top, and it's going to go almost into the backcourt, but saved by Dillon Whalen. Comet's trying to force it down in the middle to Miller. The ball is stolen by Burris. Burris, ooh, got it to Powell. Almost a backcourt violation. I don't know that Powell had those feet down when he caught the ball. Earnhardt with it for Highland. Works it to the right side against the defense. Tried to go behind the back and lost the handle on it. Now runs it down at midcourt and feeds it back outside. Ball goes to Powell on the left. 13 seconds on the shot clock for Highland. They get it to Parkerson. Parkerson back over to Powell, dumping it down to Monroe. Back to Powell, wide open for a three, and that one's no good. Rebound gets on the floor, and the Alton Comets get it. Marcus Cockrum with a loose ball. Alton needs a bucket here to get back to within six. Huckabee driving the baseline. Challenges Monroe, couldn't get the shot away. Leads it to Cockrum. Cockrum now over to Ryland Steele. 22 on the shot clock, 30 on the game clock. Steele going into the lane. He's going to be held as he makes the move across the free throw circle. Foul's going to be a hold on number 10, Noah Powell. Been a very clean first half. That is only the 15th foul on Highland. Alton's only been called for two. And they'll inbound the ball here. 27 seconds. The shot clock is off. Cockrum off the inbound, hits the three out of the corner. Marcus Cockrum with 13 in the first half for Alton. And the Comets cut the lead back to five. Alton's been down by as many as 11. They've cut it back to five here with 12 seconds to go in the first half. Highland with the ball. And almost a steal by Huckabee. Comets wanted a 5-second call out front. A 5-second closely guarded but didn't get it. Highland will inbound the ball. They do to Powell. 6 seconds to go. Powell got it over to Earnhardt. In the corner to Parkerson for three. It's an air ball. No good. And that's the end. Oh, Ryland Steele just threw that thing from one basket all the way down to the other, and he almost made it. Wouldn't have counted, but it was impressive. Anyway, it's halftime. Our score, 18-13. Alton Comets trail the Highland Rebels by five here in the first half intermission here in the Battle of the Border tournament at the Mammoth Spring High School Gym. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime activities in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing. Buy one, get one 50% off. Also, buy one, get one 50% off on all Hook and Columbia hats. That's right, buy one, get one 50% on all clothing and hats. Shop great gift ideas like Costa sunglasses, Smart Wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. Find case and outdoor edge knives, Hog optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available. Merry Christmas.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. or for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri, or for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area, prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Of course, Hunt Brothers Pizza daily, and happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
And we're back at halftime here at the Battle of the Border Tournament, the semifinals, the men's semifinals. It's halftime of the matchup between the Alton Comets and the Highland Rebels. And Highland with the lead at halftime by a score of 18-13. Highland got out of the blocks early. They built a 13-5 lead at the end of the first quarter. And then Alton outscored them 8-5 in the second quarter. Big story for the Alton Comets. Marcus Cockrum has scored all 13 of the Comets' points in the first half. No one else has put the ball in the basket for Alton. So they'll try and change that in the second half and climb back in this game. For the Highland Rebels, a little bit more balanced scoring. Six for Sean Parkerson. He's hit two threes. Five for Dylan Monroe, including a three-pointer. And five for Noah Powell, including a three-pointer. He also hit a pair of free throws. So not a lot of scoring here in the first half, but well, the defense has been pretty fierce. Highland plays a really good zone defense. Alton Comets have been pretty good on the defensive end as well. And, you know, you look out on the floor at the size difference between the Highland Rebels and the Alton Comets, and you think, boy, Highland must be dominating this one on the boards. I don't think that's the case. Alton has really worked hard to get position and is rebounding right with the Highland Rebels here in the first half. And that's why this game is as close as it is. Comets are doing a good job on the defensive end of the boards, on the defensive end of the floor, rebounding the basketball. Winner of this game will move into the championship Saturday night at 7:30. They'll take on the winner of the final game tonight between the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Viola Longhorn. Boy, that will be a battle. And we'll have that one for you here on K-Country 95. Mike Robertson will be here for the call of that one. Mike Robertson, the voice of the Mammoth Spring Bears. And, of course, the game between this one and that one, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Alton Lady Comets. And I'll have that one for you. That one's scheduled to tip off at about 7 o'clock. And, folks, we got a big crowd here tonight. If you're coming out for the last two games, you might want to head on over this way, because, I mean, it is a huge crowd here at the Mammoth Spring Gym for semifinal night of the Battle of the Border Tournament. All right, we're going to take a timeout. We'll come back, take a look at your first half scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis. One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160, across from Harps and Alton. They've got a great selection of guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, we're back here at the Battle of the Border Tournament where the Alton Comets and the Highland Rebels are hooked up in a good one at the half. Highland with a lead, 18-13. Let's take a look at the first half scoring. First up for the Highland Rebels, they are led in the first half by Sean Parkerson. He's hit a pair of threes. He's got 6 points in the game. Dylan Monroe with five. He hit 1-3. 1-3 for Noah Powell. He's got 5 points. And 2 points for Cash Arnhart. For the Alton Comets, pretty simple in the first half. Marcus Cockrum leads the way with 13 in the game. And that's all the points the Alton Comets have scored in the first half. Somebody's going to have to get a hot hand and help Marcus a little bit offensively. And not that they're not, but I think you know what I'm talking about. Cockrum has been a beneficiary of some very good passes and a good play by his teammates to get him open for those shots. And by the way, Marcus with 2 3-pointers in the first half on the way to those 13 first half points. We're going to take another timeout. We'll be back with your second half. Again, Alton trails Highland 18-13 as we head toward the third quarter. We'll be back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing. Buy one, get one 50% off. Also, buy one, get one 50% off on all Hook and Columbia hats. That's right, buy one, get one 50% on all clothing and hats. Shop great gift ideas like Costa sunglasses, Smart Wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. Find case and outdoor edge knives, Hawk optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available. Merry Christmas.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area, prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Of course, Hunt Brothers Pizza daily, and happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
And we're back at the Battle of the Border, getting ready for the second half of our game, the Highland Rebels and the Alton Comets. And it'll be Highland basketball to start the third quarter. They've got the lead, 18-13. Comets looking to make a big comeback here. Alton has been down by as many as 11 in the game. So they're on their way. And again, if somebody else starts to hit some baskets, they'll be in good shape. Both teams open up the second half same way they started, with the exception of Lance Burris. Actually, he started the game. So both teams with the starting lineups as we start the play. Highland with the ball. Got it to Arnhart on the right side of the floor. Down to 20 seconds on the shot clock. He pulls up his dribble now and going to have to hurry and get rid of it. Finally does to the cutter in the lane. That is Burris. And Burris can't hang on And the ball goes out of bounds. It will belong to the Highland Rebels, but only 12 on the shot clock. Just underway here in the third quarter. Alton Comets, Highland Rebels. Winner moving to the championship game of the fifth annual Battle of the Border Tournament. Highland inbounds the ball out front. Got it there to Powell. Noah Powell, who has 5 points in the game so far. Powell handles it on the wing, gets away from the defense. Swings it over to Arnhart. Cash Arnhart looking down low at Monroe, and he traveled with the basketball. No, we're going to get a shot clock violation. A shot clock violation. Good defensive stand there by the Alton Comets. They force the Highland Rebels to turn it over. Highland now is going to pick up, and they're going to play man-to-man the second half. Highland has gone to man-to-man. Now they're double-teaming and trapping in the corner on the inbound. Comets get the ball across the timeline. Got to Corey Miller. Feeds it out top to Whalen. Whalen to Cockrum. Boy, he's drawing a crowd. He scored all 13 of the Comet points here. Here's Ryland Steele looking to penetrate into the lane. Ball poked away from behind, and Parkerson has got it for Highland. He'll give it to Monroe. Dillon feeds it over to Powell. Noah Powell starts the offense. Feeds it on top to Burris. Burris looking down the middle of the lane, all the way to the basket. No, that was Parkerson. Number zero, Parkerson, right down the middle of the lane. And just like that, Highland back up by 7, 20-13. Alton again against the full court pressure. Got it across the timeline to Ryland Steele. Steele gives it over to Cockrum. Cockrum back to Steele, now to Huckabee. Cutting through the lane. His shot is up and blocked by Dillon Monroe. I mentioned earlier, it's a very active zone defense by these Highland Rebels. They get the ball up to Powell on the offensive end. Goes down the low block. Spins. Couldn't get a shot. Feeds out to Dillon Monroe. He fade away jumper from the 15-foot mark. No good. Rebound Burris. He can't go back up with it, but he kicked it outside to Parkerson. Now to Powell on top. Over to Parkerson in the corner. He's a sharpshooter. That one rattles in and out. No good from three-point line. Monroe got the rebound. Going back up is going to get fouled. Dillon Monroe fouled by number one, Marcus Cockrum. That'll be foul number two on Marcus. I know it sounds like kind of a one-man show out there. Cockrum has scored all of the points for Alton. He's also been called for two of the three fouls against him here in the game. And this one will send Dillon Monroe to the free throw line. The big man will shoot for the Highland Rebels. First free throw is up and good. So Monroe, number 44, has got 6 points in the ballgame. Seems like he's been playing at Highland forever, doesn't it? Dillon Monroe, number 44. He is a senior this year. The second free throw is up and good. So Monroe's got 7. And it's out to a 9-point lead now for the Highland Rebels. They've outscored Alton 4-0 in the first 2 minutes of this third quarter. And here's Huckabee going through a double team, and he's going to get fouled. Stepping through the double team, Landon Huckabee is fouled on the play. It's on number 0, Sean Parkerson, and will be his first. And we get a timeout on the floor. 22-13, Alton down by 9. There's a timeout on the court, and we'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
And we're back after the timeout. Alton Comets will inbound the basketball looking for their first bucket of the second half. They have not scored here in the third quarter. And now Whalen has to hurry and get it in. Almost got a 5-second call. Comets do get it into Cockrum. He'll give it to Steele. Steele to Landon Huckabee. Huckabee going around Monroe. Couldn't finish the shot. And a rebound taken by Dillon Monroe for Highland. Here come the Rebels with a chance to go up by double digits with a bucket here. They lead it 22-13. And again, Alton struggling to score here at Mammoth Spring High School tonight. Highland working around the perimeter of the Comet zone. Gets it over to Burris. Lance Burris, number 15. He looks inside. Monroe's not open. Now they lob it down to him, and the big man goes to the bucket. No, he misses, but he's fouled. Fouls on Landon Huckabee will be his second of the game. Second team foul against the Comets here in the third quarter. And Dillon Monroe to the free throw line, trying to make it a double-digit lead for the Rebels. First one is up for the big senior. It is good. Monroe now with 8 points. That's tied for the game high for Highland. Sean Parkerson has also scored 8. And another free throw is up for the big man, and it is good. And substitution for the Comets, Cole Trantham will check in. Landon Huckabee will come out with those two fouls. So Monroe hits both free throws, makes it a 11-point lead for the Highland Rebels. That matches their biggest lead of the game, 24-13. We played 3 minutes in the third quarter, and the Alton Comets have not scored yet. Here's a quick pass down to Corey Miller, wide open for the lay-in. Beautiful feed, and finally somebody has scored other than Marcus Cockrell. Corey Miller with his first 2 points of the basketball game comes with 4:50 to go in the third quarter. And the Highland Rebels back on the offensive end. Parkerson on the left side, swings it to the right. That ball stolen by Cockrum. Marcus driving to the bucket, lays it up, no good. Rebound comes out long to Whalen for Alton. He dribbles away from a double team, and the Comets get a fresh 35, and we'll get reset here. They go to Cockrum. Cockrum feeds it out to Ryland Steele. Ryland takes it to the top of the key, starts the offense from there. Cole Trantham with it on the left side wing, feeds it down in the corner, and the ball's going to be knocked off a Highland Rebels leg and out of bounds. Dylan Whalen got tied up down there and had nowhere to go with the ball. He will inbound it here in the corner on the sideline. 16 seconds on the shot clock for Alton. They inbound it to Cockrum. Cockrum, the Ryland Steele, to Trantham for three. Bingo! Cole Trantham hits a three. And just like that, the Alton Comets are back to within 6. 24-18 our score. A 5-point run for the Alton Comets to get back in this ball game. Highland with it now. Got it down to Earnhardt. Earnhardt double team, gets rid of the ball to Parkerson. Parkerson penetrates to the elbow, throws one up off the glass, no good. Rebound comes out long, goes out of bounds. It'll be off the hands of the Alton Comets. Cole Trantham and Ryland Steele there defensively. Trying to come up with that rebound. Couldn't quite corral it. 3:47 to go in the third. Highland looking inbound. They lob it into Monroe under the bucket. He misses the shot. Burris rebounds it for the Rebels. He tries to put it on the floor, and we get a 3-second call on Highland. So Highland called for 3 seconds in the lane, and it'll be Alton Comet ball here with 3:41 to go. Comets with a chance to get to within 4. And Highland extends that full court pressure way down to the free throw line. Alton working it up out of the backcourt with Cole Trantham. Feeds it up to Miller. Miller over the top, got it to Ryland Steele. Ryland challenges Monroe in the lane. Now feeds it outside to Cockrum for three. That one's off the mark. And a rebound taken by Powell, and Powell is going to get fouled immediately. That was an excuse-me foul there on Corey Miller. Corey called for his first of the night. And the third team foul against the Comets here in the second half. Highland bounced the ball to Dylan Monroe. He gives it over to Earnhardt. Earnhardt working away from the defense. We're going to get a foul out in the open floor against, and that was an excuse me, I didn't see you there. Dylan Whalen ran right over Earnhardt. So Highland will get it back in. Fresh 35 on the clock. 3:18 to play in the third quarter. Alton back to within 6 here after being down at 11 in the quarter. Highland with it. Going to Monroe just outside the blocks. Kicks it back out to Cash Earnhardt. Down to the baseline. Looking to get rid of it. Does. Out to Powell. Powell back to Monroe. Monroe to Parkerson for three. Bingo. Sean Parkerson, man, you can't leave that kid open. That's his third three-pointer of the night. He's got 11 in the game. That leads the way for the Highland Rebels. Alton with the ball in the backcourt. Now down by 9. And here's Parkerson with a steal. Races up the floor, sets up in the corner for three. It's off the mark. Burris down the rebound and kicks it back outside for Noah Powell, and Highland will restart. They try to lob it down inside. Ball is run down in the corner by Burris as it was knocked away by the Comet defense. And the loose ball goes out of bounds. It'll be off the hands of Alton and will be Highland Rebel basketball with 27 seconds to go on the shot clock. Rebels inbound it way out front. It's stolen by Cockrum. Marcus will drive for the uncontested layup. 15 on the night for Marcus Cockrum. And the Comets back to within 7 with 2:19 to play in the third quarter. Highland races across the timeline. Got the ball down low to Parkerson. Parkerson's pass deflected and stolen by Landon Huckabee. Comets have got it back. Chance to make it a 5-point game here. And maybe four if somebody hits one from downtown. Comets running the offense. Cole Trantham with it outside. His pass is deflected by Parkerson and goes out of bounds. Alton will get inbound. Highland making a substitution here. Number two, Edmund Jones checks into the game. Parkerson will sit down. So Alton the inbound. Whalen will trigger it in to Landon Huckabee. With a minute 54 to go in the third, Alton with a chance to get back to within five. Landon takes it to the right side of the floor, hands it to Cochran. Marcus will back it out near midcourt. Working away from the defense on the dribble. Now pulls up the dribble, feeds it over to Cole Trantham on the left side wing. Cole to Huckabee. Huckabee challenges the big man. We're going to get a whistle and a shot clock violation against the Alton Comets. A shot clock violation on the Alton Comets. Didn't get it away. Now Cochran will come out of the game. Ryland Steele back in for Alton. Well, Cochran going to get a little rest here with a minute 32 to go in the third quarter. Highland working with it in the backcourt. Almost had it taken away again. They tried to get it to Monroe. Landon Huckabee has been really active in that full-court press. Flying to the ball, especially when they're making a long pass. And Highland will inbound it again here, and they have to bring it into the backcourt. Arnhart's got it. Arnhart working away from the defense with a dribble drive. Brings it across the timeline, right through the middle of the big MS in the middle of the floor. And here we're going to get a whistle and a foul going to be called on the Comets. Number 22 going to be called for a push. That is Dylan Whalen, and that'll be foul number two on Dylan. Team foul number five on the Comets, and Highland will inbound the ball with a fresh 35 on the shot clock. They got it to Arnhart. Arnhart working away from the defense, going out to high post, and a foul by the Alton Comets. Ball's kind of floated up there for just about anybody to get, and going after the loose ball, Landon Huckabee will pick up a foul. That'll be his third. And looks like Marcus Cochran checking back into the game for the Comets. Landon Huckabee will come out with those three fouls here with a minute to go in the third quarter. Highland inbounds the ball into the backcourt for Cash Arnhart. Arnhart works it up across the timeline. Feeds it to Burris on the left side. Burris putting it on the floor. Taking it down to the baseline. Pull-up jumper, no good. Gets his own rebound. Kicks it down to Monroe. He goes up too hard. Monroe again puts it up and in. Monroe with 10 for Highland. We're down under a minute to go now in the third quarter. Highland back up by 9. Alton trying to get closer. Cole Trantham brings it into the front court. Gives to Ryland Steele. Down to Corey Miller. Reverse layup. Oh, wouldn't drop. But a foul going to be whistled. And Corey Miller will go to the free throw line. Fouls on number 44, the big man for Highland. And that'll be foul number 2 on Dylan Monroe. Comes with 36 seconds to play. Corey Miller at the line. Corey has scored 2 points tonight. Trying to add to that total and cut into the Highland lead. The first one's just short. No good. Alton down 9. Comets were down by 5 at the half. Second one is on the way for the senior. Is too hard off the back of the rim. No good. And a rebound taken by Highland. Here come the Rebels. They push it down to Burris, who goes up for the lay-in. That was Jones. Edmund Jones, number 2, with the lay-in. And Highland by 11. Alton with it. Whalen looking to spin away from the defense. Goes to the baseline. Couldn't get a shot off. Now kicks it back out front. 16 on the shot clock. Cole Trantham for 3, and he banked it home. Cole Trantham with a huge 3-pointer here. Makes it an 8-point game. Highland with the ball. 4 seconds to go. They dump it inside. Ball stolen by the Comets. Long lead out. Shot is up. Won't count if it goes, and it didn't. And that's the end of 3 quarters of play. Our score, 31-23. Alton Comets down 8, headed to the fourth quarter at the Battle of the Border tournament in Mammoth Spring. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Well, I want to say thanks to some of the Alton Comet boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Thayer Ready Mix, Allen Supported Living, Thayer Walmart, the Clary Funeral Homes of Alton Thayer and Mammoth Spring, and Simpson's True Value in Alton. Comets will open the fourth quarter with a basketball down by 8, 31-23. That was a huge three-pointer Cole Trantham hit. Cole scored 6 points in the third quarter. He hit a pair of threes. Alton with the ball, chance to make it a six-point game here. Maybe five if somebody hits one from downtown. Comets in the offensive set. They'll lob it down the corner to Corey Miller. Pushes up a three. That one's off the back iron. No. Cockrum down with a rebound. Couldn't score. Miller got it. And it's going to be called for a travel. I don't know. That ball was hit on the way up. I don't know about that one. Anyway, they call the travel on Miller. That's a tough call. Highland will get the ball back. Just underway in the fourth quarter. Highland working against the Comet, full court press. Gonna have to hurry, and boy, they just barely got it across in 10. Ball controlled here by Noah Powell. Powell gives it out to Arnhart. Back over to Powell. Powell bounces it down inside. Working against the defense is Burris. Goes up with a shot. Count it. No, he traveled with the basketball. Noah Burris called for the travel. Alton's got it back, down 8. 7:17 to go in the game. And now we're gonna get a whistle and a substitution for the Alton Comets. Landon Huckabee will check in, and Dylan Wayland will check out. So Huckabee back in there. Remember, he's playing with three fouls here as we open the fourth quarter. Only Comet in serious foul trouble. Comets break the full court press. Corey Miller swings it cross court. Oh, almost stolen by Parkerson. And the loose ball will go out of bounds off the hands of Highland. So Alton will inbound with 29 on the shot clock. Comets inbound it to Marcus Cockrum. Marcus gives it back to Huckabee, now over to Steele. Ryland runs it from the top of the key. On the dribble drive, looking for a screen, now gives off to Huckabee. Landon, looking to penetrate, trying to dump it down inside. The ball is kicked by the Highland defense. Probably a good thing, because if they got Corey Miller, that ball on the baseline, that ball probably going in the hole. He had an open lane, and somebody kicked it for the violation. Now we get a whistle. And we got an official timeout. They're going to say, official saying kickball. So it'll be Alton basketball. They'll inbound it down under the baseline. 16 seconds to go on the shot clock. Comets looking inbound in the corner. They do to Ryland Steele. Spins away from the defense out to Cockrum. The Trantham for three. That one's short. The air ball is rebounded by the Highland Rebel. By the way, Dylan Monroe not on the floor now for Highland. Dylan Monroe does not start the fourth quarter. Ball goes to Parkerson from Highland. Gives it over to Cash Arnhart. Into the lane to Jones. Jones to the rack. Can't score, and rebound Alton, and a foul on the Highland Rebels on the rebound. Going to be on, looks like, number two. That is Edmund Jones, and that'll be his second of the game. Reminder, coming up after this game, we've got another one for you here on K-Country. We'll go back to the girls' side of the bracket. Mammoth Spring and Alton. The winner will play Highland in the championship on Saturday. Winner of this game moves into the championship game on Saturday at 7:30. They'll take on the winner of tonight's nightcap, Mammoth Spring and Viola. And the inbound play for Alton is stolen by the Highland Rebels. Highland got it back. Powell takes it into the front court, feet down in the corner to Jones. Jones handles it out on the floor, feeds it to Parkerson. Now to Cash Arnhart. Baseline to Burris, who lays it up and in off the window. So Highland's gone with a little quicker team here, and they've run the lead back out to 10 points. And now Alton's going to be called for a travel. Landon Huckabee caught it in traffic. Couldn't get the ball down on the floor before he took a step. And the Alton Comets want a timeout. 6:06 to play in the game. Alton down 10. There's a timeout on the floor. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you need auto parts, you want great customer service, and that's what Alton Auto Parts gives you. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer price match guarantee. Are you needing batteries, oil, hydraulic hoses, anything automotive related? Stop in and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, or call them at 417-778-7153. Alton Auto Parts, your CarQuest auto parts dealer.
The countdown to Christmas is on at Monty's Outdoors. Find continued savings on outdoor, athletic, and camo clothing. Buy one, get one 50% off. Also, buy one, get one 50% off on all Hook and Columbia hats. That's right, buy one, get one 50% on all clothing and hats. Shop great gift ideas like Costa sunglasses, Smart Wool socks, and Yeti tumblers. Find Case and Outdoor Edge knives, Hog optics, and Fox Pro game calls. Gifts for everyone abound at Monty's Outdoors. Gift cards available. Merry Christmas.
And we're back at the Mammoth Spring High School Gym, the Battle of the Border Tournament. Semifinal game number one on the boys' bracket. We've had a dandy. Alton is down 33-23. We've played 2 minutes of the fourth quarter, and the Comets have not scored. Highland has scored 2 points. This one's been a defensive battle. Don't think it had. Both teams very active defensively and really getting after the long passes. Highland gets the basketball off the inbound. They feed it out front for Jones. A three-point shot is off the backboard, no good. And a rebound taken by Highland. Parkerson got it to the outside for Arnhart. Arnhart to Parkerson, 15-footer off the front rim, no good. And a rebound taken by Landon Huckabee. Huckabee pushes it to Ryland Steele. Comets need a bucket. They're down 10. Looking down inside, got to Corey Miller. Reverse layup is good. Nice play, Corey Miller, with his second bucket of the night. And the Alton Comets back to within 8 with 5:26 to go. Ball goes on the right side for Highland. Now to Powell inside. Back outside to Arnhart, top of the key. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Arnhart has it taken away by Cockrum. Cockrum will drive for the layup. He missed it. Rebound taken by Huckabee on the baseline. Circles back into the lane and gets fouled. Oh, they're going to call him for a travel. Oh, my, no wonder he traveled. He got tripped. Wow, that's a tough call right there. Landon Huckabee got bumped in the lane, and they called him for a travel. We got a timeout on the floor. Alton is down 8 with 5:05 to play in the game. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
That'll be Highland Rebel basketball after the travel call on Landon Huckabee. Yeah, that's a tough call for Landon. He was moving in the lane, got bumped. I mean, got bumped hard. Knocked him off his feet, and he was called for the travel. Highland with the ball in the backcourt, working against the Comet. 3-1-1, and they throw it away. Corey Miller with it for the Alton Comets. Comets need a bucket. Get back within 6 here. 4:50 to go in the game. Ryland Steele to Huckabee down the middle of the lane, challenges Monroe, and Monroe blocks the shot, rebound Highland. Rebels on the break. That is Jones, pulls up on the wing, gives it to Arnhart in the corner, back to Jones to the rim, missed it, and Corey Miller down the rebound, and he gets fouled. That's going to be on Dylan Monroe, number 44. Nope, they call it on number 2, Edmund Jones, but that'll be the third on Jones. Another one of those trees in there for the Highland Rebels. Alton will inbound. Highland with full court pressure in a 2-2-1 zone. 4.5 minutes to go. Alton down by 8. Needing a bucket to get a little closer here. Haven't scored their last 2 possessions. Comets feed it over to Cockrum. Marcus way out on the floor. Feeds one down to Ryland Steele. Down to Miller in the low blocks. Miller back out to Steele. 17 on the shot clock. Comet work it to the top with Ryland Steele on the dribble drive. Tries to bounce it down inside and it's stolen by Monroe. And Monroe gives it up for Powell. Noah Powell races up the floor, gets the ball down in the corner to Arnhart. He dribbles out to the wing, feeds it out on top to Parkerson. Parkerson down to Edmund Jones with 18 on the shot clock. And here's almost a steal by the Comets. Monroe picks it up for Highland. Gives out to Powell for 3. That one's off the rim. Rebound bounces up high and the Highland Rebels come up with a loose ball. In the corner, Parkerson from three. No, and there's a push on Landon Huckabee. You can see that one all the way from here. Landon, I think, a little bit frustrated more than anything else. He's going to be called for the push, and that'll be foul number four on Landon Huckabee. And Dylan Wayland will check back in the game for the Alton Comets. And going to the free throw line, trying to add to the 8-point lead, will be Edmund Jones for Highland. This was a 31-23 game at the end of three quarters. It is now 33-25 with 3:39 to go. Free throw is no good, and the rebound taken by Highland. They'll kick it back out front and get into the half-court offense. Well, Comets got the missed free throw, but then couldn't get the rebound. Here comes Highland with it. Got it to Parkerson. Down low to Monroe. Monroe backing down to defender. Turns, shoots, and scores. Monroe with 12. He leads the way for Highland, and it's back to a 10-point advantage for the Rebels. Alton will walk it up the floor here. Trantham against the full court pressure. Now Steele in the backcourt. Got it across to Marcus Cockrum. Back over to Steele. That ball deflected into the backcourt. It's going to be loose, and it's going to be out of bounds and will belong to who? We got a player laying all over the court out there. And it's going to be Alton Comet basketball. They're going to wipe up some perspiration off the floor, and now they say, nope, don't need to. And substitution here for Highland. Number 15 checking into the game is Lance Burris. Edmund Jones will check out. Alton basketball, 22 seconds on the shot clock. They bring it up out of the backcourt. 3 minutes to play in the game. Comets are down 10. They need a bucket. They've only scored 2 points in the first 5 minutes of this fourth quarter. Cockrum's got it on the wing. Actually, that is Wayland. I'm sorry. Dylan Wayland trying to dribble away from a double team. Steps through it, and it's called for the travel. Comets turn it over with 2:44 to go. Highland's got the ball back here, but trying to add to their 10-point lead. They've led by as many as 11 a couple of times in this game. Never by 12. Highland, a little trapping defense. Highland with it in the backcourt, and they get it across the half-court line to Parkerson. Parkerson dumping it inside for Monroe, lays it up over the front of the rim and good. When you're 6'8", you can do that. He's every bit of 6'8". He might be 6'9". Big kid. Highland coming the other, or Alton coming the other way, down by 12. Ryland Steele in the lane, out to Cole Trantham for three. That one rattles in and out, no good. And the rebound taken by Monroe, and the Highland Rebels starting to dominate this one now. Kind of wearing down the Comets with their numbers. Ball going down inside of Monroe, little turnaround jumper, rattles off the rim, no good. And a foul on the rebound. Going to be on the Highland Rebels, number 15, Lance Burris. And that'll be team foul number 5 on the Rebels. Well, the Comets will inbound, but not until after we take a timeout. 37-25, Alton down 12 with 2 minutes to go. We'll be back to the Battle of the Border tournament in 1 minute. Still 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear the old vendors bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area, prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Of course, Hunt Brothers Pizza daily, and happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
And we're back after the timeout. It'll be Alton Comet basketball. Highland still going with the press here with 2 minutes to go, up by 12. Comets inbound the ball in the backcourt. Got it to Ryland Steele. Now to Marcus Cockrum. Marcus scored the first 13 points of the game for the Comets. He's only got 15 now. And here's a whistle, and the Comets get a pass into the middle to Huckabee, and he's going to get fouled by number 10, Noah Powell. That'll be team foul number 6. Comets will start shooting the 1-1 on the next one. Down by 12, Comets need a bucket. They need one in a hurry. 35 seconds, got a new shot clock. Ball comes inbound to Marcus Cockrum. Cockrum feeds it around to Transom. Transom dumps it to Huckabee. Down the left side of the lane, has the ball poked away, gathers it back in, got to Ryland Steele. Ryland, a little turnaround jumper, is up and good. First 2 points of the night for Steele, and it makes a 10-point ball game with a minute and a half to go. And there's a steal by the Comets. They got it to Cockrum for the layup. It's an 8-point game. Marcus with 17, and the Highland Rebels want a timeout. 37-29. Alton back to within 8 with a minute 27 to go. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Back after the timeout. Alton Comets making a bid for a comeback here, and they've cut it back to an 8-point game with a minute 27 to go. Highland inbounds the ball to Noah Powell. He races up across the timeline, going all the way up to the top of the key, and now the Comets are going to try and foul, and they do. Foul will be on number 13. They call that, yeah, they did. Ryland Steele called for the foul, but the Comets are trying to foul to put Highland at the free throw line. With a minute 20 to go, Comets trying to claw their way back in this game, down by 8 here. And number 2 going to the line, Edmund Jones for Highland. It's only scored 2 points tonight. First free throw for number 2. Edmund Jones is on the way. Front end of the 1-1 is good. 3 points now for Jones, and the lead is back to 9. Comets hoping for a miss and a bucket here. Second free throw for Jones is no good. Rebound taken by the Comets, and we get a held ball. No, we got a timeout call. Highland had possession of the ball, and they got the timeout. Highland got possession and the timeout. And with a minute 16 to go, it'll be Highland ball with a 9-point lead. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Health. Lender.
And we're back after the timeout. A minute 16 to play in the ball game. 38-29. Alton down by 9. Highland inbound the basketball. It'll be Arnhart looking inside. Nobody open. Gives it now to Noah Powell. Powell dribbles away from the defense. Comets are trying to foul. And then we got one. And it looks like it'll be on Landon Huckabee. It looks like that'll be his 5th. Yeah, Huckabee called for the foul. That'll be number 5 on the Alton Comet guard. Landon Huckabee picks up his 5th foul and will foul out of the game with a minute 10 remaining. And it'll be a 1-1 here for number 10, Noah Powell. Powell has scored 5 points tonight, all of them in the first half. Hit a pair of free throws early and a 3, and that's been it for Noah. And the first free throw, front end of the 1-1 is up and good. Makes it a 10-point lead with a minute 10 to go. Big night tonight for Dylan Monroe. He leads Highland with 14, 17 for Marcus Cockrum from Alton. Comets just haven't got much offensively from anybody else tonight. And the second free throw is up and good for Powell. So Powell with 7. Alton will inbound the ball down by 11, 40-29. Cockrum feeds it up to Trantham. Trantham down the corner to Miller. Miller bouncing it in against a triple team. Ball is knocked right back to him. He gathers it in. We're going to get a foul called on Noah Powell. Powell for Highland is going to get called for the foul. That'll be number four on him, and it'll send the Comets to the line to shoot the 1-1. Cole Transom at the line. Cole has scored 6 points tonight. A pair of threes. Needing to knock down a couple of free throws here. The first one is good. Trantham with 7 points now in the game. And will shoot for number eight off the Alton Comet bench. Another one for Trantham is on the way, and it's good. So Trantham's got eight. Alton back to within nine. 55 seconds to go. Alton playing full court pressure. Highland will break the press. And we get a whistle and a foul on Cole Trantham with 50 seconds to go. And that one will send Cash Arnhart to the free throw line. Cole Trantham, just a sophomore for these Alton Comets. Scored 8 points tonight. Marcus Cockrum, who is just a junior, has scored 17 of their 31. And the free throw on the way for number 12, Cash Arnhart. He is up and no good, but he's shooting two. Alton is over the 10-foul limit, so Highland's shooting the double bonus. Trying to make it a 10-point lead. Arnhart will shoot another, looking for his third point of the game. It is no good, but the rebound to Highland. Powell is gonna get fouled. Foul will be on the Comets. Number 34, Cole Trantham, will be his second. And this one will send Noah Powell to the free throw line, number 10. He has scored 7 points tonight, hit a couple of free throws just a few minutes ago. 47 seconds to go. Alton fighting furiously, trying to come back, but the Highland Rebels keep holding them off. And the free throw is good for Powell, makes it a 10-point game. Highland's led by 11, led by 12. Comets cut it back to 6, cut it back to 5, but never could quite get over the hump tonight. And Powell hits both free throws, makes it an 11-point game. Alton breaks the full court press. Marcus Cockrum going all the way to the rim. Now kicks it back to Miller in the corner. He can't hang on, and the held ball. Coach Caruso wanted a travel call there on Highland, and he might have had a pretty good case there. The Highland player rolled over with the ball before he got tied up. And that was a travel on the inbound. You can't run up and down the baseline. Highland, and now we're going to get a whistle. And we're going to get a foul called on the Alton Comets on the other end. That was a travel on the inbound. The Highland Rebel player took about 3 steps running across the baseline. And that was not after a made basket. So that should have been a travel down there. No call. Anyway, foul on Trantham. And Dylan Monroe to the free throw line trying to wrap this thing up for the Highland Rebels. And Monroe hits the free throw. He's got 15 in the game. And we'll shoot for number 16. That one is no good. And a rebound taken by Ryland Steele. Ryland races up the floor. Comets need a quick bucket. Over to Trantham. That ball almost stolen. Then off the hands of the Comets and out of bounds. It'll be Highland Rebel ball. That's a nice play right there by Edmund Jones. That ball was going to go off of him out of bounds. And he managed to bounce it off the leg of Cole Trantham. The shot clock is off. 23 seconds to go in the game. Noah Powell will throw it away for Highland, but they saved it, but right to the Alton Comets. Dylan Whalen, look at the challenge, going to the rim, puts it up and in. First 2 points of the night for Whalen, and we're going to get a timeout call with 7 seconds to play. 43-33, Alton down 10. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a 2-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance Agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Well, Alton Comet basketball tonight been brought to you in part by Paintmasters at Alton, Monty's Outdoors in West Plains, Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Alton and Thayer, who we just heard from, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, Mills Feed, Alton Quick Connection, Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pawn, and the Alton Bank, a branch of the Bank of Birch Street. Highland Rebels are going to advance into the championship game of the Battle of the Border Tournament as they lead it by 10 with just 7 seconds remaining. Alton will inbound the ball. Highland still with full court pressure. They played it all night. Actually, it's Highland ball. Highland went inbound. They go for the home run, try to throw it down to Powell. It's stolen by Steele, and then a foul going to be called in the backcourt on Noah Powell. And Noah Powell has just fouled out of the game for Highland. Fouls out with 6 seconds remaining. And Ryland Steele will go to the free throw line and shoot for the Alton Comets, but it's going to be too little, too late. The Highland boys and girls both advancing to the championship games here in the Battle of the Border tournament. Highland girls earlier tonight with a win over the Thayer Lady Bobcats, and the Highland boys here with a win over Alton. First free throw for Steele is good. Ryland now with 3 points in the game. He'll shoot another, and with 6 seconds left, it's all over but the shouting here in the men's semifinal matchup. Free throw for Steele is good. Highland will inbound it. Alton still playing full court pressure. Ball inbounded to Parkerson. Parkerson just going to hold it there, and they're just going to run out the clock. And there's your buzzer. 43-35 is your final. The Alton Comets go down to defeat tonight at the hands of the Highland Rebels. So Highland advances to the tournament championship. They'll take on the winner of the late game tonight between Mammoth Spring and Viola for the tournament championship. The championship game, by the way, set for 7:30 on Saturday night. So the Highland folks will fill the gym here. They've got both the boys and girls playing for the tournament championships. We're going to take a short break here. We'll be back to wrap this thing up from the Mammoth Spring High School gym in just about 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area, prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Of course, Hunt Brothers Pizza daily, and happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
And we're back here at the Battle of the Border tournament. They have just awarded the player of the game, and we're going to get Coach Anthony Caruso here from the Alton High School. And there you go, Coach. Here we go.